owner Lee of Dexter, Georgia, on the 14th of May. My name is Hogler.
I'm not going to keep up all the time. If I can, I'm going
to. Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this blank.
Well, I don't understand.
Okay. Now, see. Say a friend of yours was coming and you were telling somebody about it. You would say, I expect to see him later.
This afternoon?
All right, okay. See how easy it is. That's what we want, though. Mm. Okay, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sun.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
Okay. All right. Now, the hand on my watch was right here. What time would you say it was?
Four.
Okay, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is?
Clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what else would you say? I mean?
And the sun shining, you mean? I didn't understand the question.
Okay. If there's a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is, it's doing
sun?
Something.
Clear.
Right. Clearing.
Something like right now.
See, but now if you just say clear, mm-hmm. and then what we want is clearing mm-hmm. up or something like that. So, okay, what do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Showers.
Anything else that you would say?
Rainstorm?
Downpour.
Very good.
Okay, what do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Man.
What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs. Fire dogs.
Okay. I'm getting a little coaching. Okay.
That's it.
Right. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, now that's what I thought just were splinters.
Well, there's two. I mean, you can say the small pieces of wood, and you can call them splinters. Mm-hmm. But if they were really rich, I mean, if they had a lot of, you know, stuff on them.
What?
That one. Okay.
Now me and you. Well, that's all right.
What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
Right. If he knows the word, just go ahead and say it. You know. What do you call a covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs where?
On the porch.
What do you call a small porch with no roof?
Patio. Is it?
Well,
porch without a roof.
Yeah, it's what you'd probably say is, I don't know how to say it without using a word, but if, you know, it's if somebody had what you would call a porch in front of their house, only it was real small and there was no roof on it, what would you call that?
No.
You wouldn't call it a porch. I mean, it's not as big as a porch, but it's kind of the same thing as a porch.
It might rain, because Mr. Thomas didn't make any distinction between them.
What did he call
them? He called them both the same thing.
Called them both a porch. See, they have like stoop, for an example.
Oh.
Would you use that word?
Yes, stoop.
And